我们基督教有一节最出名的圣经节是哪一节？大家知道最出名的，如果不会背这一节，差不多不算基督徒了。
We have a very very well known scripture verse. Do you all know it? If you don't know how to memorize it, maybe you're not a Christian.
知道吗？
Do you know which one?
约翰福音三章十六节。
John Gospel, John 3:16.
我请那个 English speaking 的，请你们用英文背一遍，好不好？
I would like the English speaking students please memorize it in English.
好，请我们的 Auntie Ruth 带你们哈。
I'm not sure I can memorize in English, but let's try it.
Okay.
For God so loved the world, he has given his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
Very good. 谢谢。现在我轮到我们了啊，不要闹鬼啊。来，一二三。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。好，那这一节圣经节第一个 verb 是什么？第一个动词是什么？
What was the first verb in this verse?
Love.
Love is the first.
For God so loved the world.
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。第一个是爱，第二个是什么？
The first verb was love. How about the second one?
Second 第二个动词是什么？
What was the second verb?
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
He gave his only begotten son. Give.
在这里我们看到一个很重要的原则。
We see a very important principle in this verse.
第一是爱。
First is love.
第二就是什么呢？
Then second one is what? Give.
哎，我很高兴听到他们讲国语。
I'm very happy to hear these children speaking in Mandarin.
爱就会产生给。
Well, love will lead to giving.
我很爱这本书，我就把它买来了，归给我了。
I love this book, so I buy it, so it will belong to me.
我很爱这个人，我就把他收来做干儿子。
I love this person very much, so I adopt him.
以后他就不可以归别人了。
So that he will not belong to anyone else, he will belong to me. It's my adopted son.
这个爱是占有。
This kind of love is possessive.
我就这个东西就归我了，属于我了。
This one will become mine.
这是我们通常所说的爱。
This is what we call love, usually.
但是更高一级的爱。
But love was in a higher level.
神圣的爱
is a sacred love.
它的表现要比这个更超过。
The manifestation of that love is much better than this.
神爱世人，甚至于将他的独生子就给出去了。
God so loved the world, so he gives his only begotten son.
神只有一个儿子。都给出去了。
God only has one son, and he gives him away.
有什么比儿子更宝贵呢？
Is there anything more precious than son?
有什么宝贵比独生的儿子更宝贵呢？
Anything, is there anything more precious than the only son?
但是他爱我们，爱到一个甚至的地步呢，就把这个最宝贵的宝贵都给出去了。
He loves us to such an extent that he gives his most precious thing.
这是最高级的爱。
This is the highest level of love.
最神圣的爱。
It's most sacred.
也是最伟大的爱。
It's the greatest.
基督徒的人生。
Christian life.
就是一个爱的人生。
It should be the life of love.
也就是一个给的人生。
It is also the life of giving.
我们常常会说，哎，这回夏令会你来参加夏令会得到什么吗？
We often say, what have you got from this summer conference?
现在我们要问，这次夏令会当中你给出去什么？
Now I like to ask, what have you given in this summer conference?
不是单单得到什么。
Not just to receive.
那是问你给出去多少。
Also, how much have you given away?
刚才说奉献箱在后面。
A little while ago, somebody said that there's an offering box in the back.
这个就是看看你要不要给哦。
Now it's up to you how much you're going to give, whether you're willing or not.
你说我给过了，我刚才报到的时候不是给过了吗？
Maybe you say, well, when I register, I gave already.
那个不是爱的给。
That was not the love.
那个是责任的给。
That is a responsibility, the giving of responsibility.
那个钱你如果不给啊，那你就吃白饭了，不好意思了。
Yeah, if you did not give that money, then you are eating, freely.
现在是一个爱的给。
Now we're talking about giving out of love.
我们英文叫做 love offering, 是一个是一个 loving gift, 是一个爱的一个给。
We're talking about love offering and the love of, give of love.
这是一个小小的考验。
It's a little test here.
你若不给，没有人知道。
If you don't give, no one is going to know.
吴胜才不会找你要钱的。
Our brother Wu is not going to come after you for money.
你给了也没有人知道。
Even if you give, no one will know.
康牧师也不会来表扬一下的。
Reverend King is not going to come up here and make announcement about your giving.
但是你自己知道。
But you know yourself.
主也知道。
And the Lord knows.
你的人生是一个给的人生呢，还是个取的人生呢？
What kind of life do you have? Do you live a life of giving or the life of receiving?
你有没有看见全世界的人就是活在这两种的基本的不同的 philosophy？基本不同的原则之下。
You see, people in this world, they're living in between these two different philosophies.
有一些的人，他活着一天到晚就是取取取取取。
One type of people, they live to get all the time.
合法的也取，不合法的也想尽办法取。
They get it legally or illegally, doesn't matter.
一个手取不够，两个手都要取。
They grab with one hand and with the other hand also.
两个手不够，还有三个手来了。
Sometimes they have the third hand to grab.
你们认识这三个手的取吗？
Do you know what I mean by grabbing with the third hand?
这是什么字啊？
Do you know what that Chinese character is?
台湾话 叫做煎牛啊。
Pickpocket in Chinese, in a Taiwanese dialect.
这就是还少了一个。扒手，四个手。
You pickpocket.
雅各就是这么一个人，你知道吗？
Do you know Jacob was like that?
哦，雅各的名字的意思就是抓。
Do you know the name, the meaning of Jacob is grab?
所以，我的英文名字叫 James.
My name, Reverend Shaw's English name is James.
有的人说，那你是雅各吧？
So some people say, are you Jacob?
我说对的，但是是新约的，不是旧约的。
I always say, yeah, but it's New Testament, not the Old Testament.
如果是旧约的雅各，就是抓抓抓。
And if it's the Old Testament Jacob, then it means I'm grabbing.
哎呀，一直往里头抓的人生。
Some people just grab all the time.
这不是一个爱的人生。
That's not life of love.
这不是一个神圣的人生。
It's not a sacred life.
这是个自私的人生。
It's a selfish life.
许多的基督徒信了主以后，他的人生观还没有改变。
Many people who after becoming Christian have not changed their philosophy of life.
以前是抓地上的，现在还要抓天上的。
Before they were Christian, they grab earthly things. Now they want to grab the heavenly things.
以前是抓物质的，现在属灵的他也要抓抓抓。
Before they would grab things on the earth, material things, then now they're going to grab the spiritual things.
你为什么要信耶稣啊？
Why do you want to believe in Jesus?
可以免费上天堂哦。
I can go to heaven free.
你为什么要追求啊？
Why do you want to pursue a Christian life?
主将来会给我戴大冠冕啊，给我赏赐啊，做宝座啊。
The Lord is going to reward me with a crown. Let me be enthroned with him.
这些都是和圣经没有错。
That are all scripture.That's okay.
但是你听一听看看，那个味道有点不对。
But you listen carefully. It sounds something's not right.
他的动机还是自私。
The motivation is most selfish.
哎呀，那个基督徒的自私啊，就是全世界最自私的自私了。
Christian selfishness is the worst kind of selfishness.
我们今天要彻底的看见。
We must see this.
基督徒的一生乃是一条的道路。
Christian life is a way of life.
这一条的道路是做什么呢？
What are we going to do on this road?
是给，是给，是给。
It is a way of giving.
那天，是不是周牧师讲过，还是我忘记了。我以前我也这么提过，雅各到了后来改名叫以色列了。
Jacob changed his name to Israel.
当他见法老王的时候，
when he saw Pharaoh, King Pharaoh,
他伸出手来祝福了。
He put out his hand to bless.
他本来这个手是抓进来的。
Initially his hand was just grabbing.
后来他的手就伸出去了。
Now he extended his hand.
你看牧师祝福都是这样的啊。
You see, when pastors give blessings, their hands are like this.
有的时候两个手。
Sometimes both hands.
没有牧师祝福这样的啊。
No minister, when they give blessings, they go like this.
昨天康牧师告诉我今天受完浸之后要我祝福，你们等一下注意看看我的手是什么样啊。
Reverend Ken asked me to give the benediction after the baptismal service, and then you can watch me how I hold out my hands.
今天早晨我们要讲基督徒的道路乃是一个给的道路。
Today we want to talk about Christian way of life is a life of giving.
对别人说叫做给。
For other people we say give.
对自己来说叫做舍。
Now to yourself is a self-denial.
给人舍己。
You give to others and you deny yourself.
这个赶快擦掉，不是这个扒手。
Not like that. Not grabbing. Pickpocket.
其实给人也好，舍己也好。
No matter giving to other or denying yourself.
我们属灵的话叫什么？就是我们常常讲的什么
？What is the spiritual term for this?
我们常常讲的是什么
？We often say it. What is it?
就奉献的嘛。
That means offering.
我们在教会里头。我们说，哎，给钱吗？请你给点钱吗？不会这样讲。请你奉献吗？请你奉献吗
？We never say, give some money, give some money. Not. We never say that in church. We say, please contribute some offering.
Yeah. 那我听他们在英文里面讲呢，就比较直爽一点，就是 give, give.
In English, it's much more direct. It's gift.
我们中国人讲话比较含蓄，我们不。我们在教会里不作兴讲说给钱给钱，这样不大好听。
Chinese people are less obvious when they talk about money. They never say give money, money. They never do that.
我们就说奉献。
We say offering.
你看多么好听啊。
It's much more pleasing to your ears.
请你自由奉献。
Please give as you will.
乐意的奉献。
Please offer with pleasure.
请你多奉献一点吧。
Please offer a little bit more.
意思就是说多给点钱嘛。
What it means is give a little bit more money.
不，牧师不好意思这么讲的。
But ministers, they don't want to say that.
那今天我们就把它戳穿了，就这么回事了。
Now today I want to make it very openly.
你说难道神也要我们给钱吗？
You say, well, God wants us to give money?
我刚才已经讲，这是一个基本的人生观的问题。
Now, I have already said this before. This is the most fundamental Christian life.
这是一个人生的哲学的问题。
This is a philosophy of life.
人生的一个原则的问题。
This is the principle of life.
给或者是取。
Give or get.
你说给当然是比较好听了，但是给了就完了，给光了怎么办？
You say, well, giving sounds very good, but if I keep giving, I will have nothing left.
连上帝吧，他把独生子给了，就没有第二个儿子了。
Just like God, he gave his only son, now he got no son left.
他真的没有儿子吗？
Does he really not have any son?
现在神有没有儿子啊？
Does he have a son now?
有没有啊？你不是他的儿子吗？
You are his, aren't you his children?
感谢神啊。他舍弃了一个儿子，他得回了众儿子。
Praise the Lord, he has given one son, but he has gotten multitude of sons.
在这里给我们看见一个重大的真理。
We see a very, very important truth here.
就在我们那个讲义上印出来的。
I have printed it on my outline.
第五点说，这是一个奉献的道路。
Number five, it says the way of dedication.
却有一个丰收的生命。
Then your lives will be multiplied.
给出去不是没有了。
When you give, it doesn't mean that you will have nothing left.
乃是期待着一个丰收的结果。
You are awaiting an abundance of harvest.
不过， 给有两种的给法。
But there are two kinds or two ways of giving.
比方说，一个人抓了一把小石头。
Suppose somebody grabbed a handful of little stones.
或者一把的沙。
Or a handful of sand.
然后都到处甩，到处给。
So he just keep giving them away and throw them away.
他那个沙子给出去以后啊，丢出去之后啊。
After he threw away all his sand.
我问你，他会不会得回那些沙？
Do you think he's going to get those sand back?
没办法了。
No way.
就收不回来了。
He can never get them back.
也不会增加了。
Will not be increased.
但是想想另外一种情形。
But just think about it in a different situation.
一个农夫。
A farmer.
他手上拿了一把种子。
He has handful of seeds.
无论是稻种、这个麦种，或者是菜种。
Whether it's a seed of rice or wheat or vegetable, doesn't matter.
他走到田间去了。
He goes into the field.
他按照一定的程序。
He goes according to the order.
他把这个种子啊，这么撒下去，撒下去。
He very methodically sowed those seeds.
你看起来也跟刚才那个人的动作差不多，就是这样丢掉，丢掉，丢掉。
At the first glance, you think he's doing the same thing as the first person.
但是我们都晓得，这样的种子丢在田间，是不是就是没有了？
But we all know all these seeds after they are sown or thrown away on the field, are they going to disappear?
不会的。
No.
他还会得回来。
You're going to get something back from it.
不但可以得回来。
Not just to get it back.
而且比本来还会加30倍、60倍、100倍。
It will be multiplied 30 times, 60 times, 100 times.
你看见吗？给跟给还有不同的。
There are different ways of giving. Can you see?
第一，看你给什么东西。
First, depend on what you give.
你把小石头或者沙子或者木屑、纸屑那些丢出去，它不会回来了。
If you threw away pebbles, sand, or scrap paper, they're not going to come back.
因为那些都是没有生命的。
Because those things are lifeless.
撒种子，不管稻种、谷种、菜种、果种，那就不同了。
When you do seeding, it's different. Whether it is rice seed or wheat or vegetable or fruit, it's different.
哪怕一个最小最小的种是什么种啊？最小的种是什么种啊？
The smallest seed. What is the smallest seed?
圣经上是什么？芥菜种。
The mustard seed.
哎，最小的种就是芥菜种。你撒下去，它还会怎么样？还会回来。
The smallest seed is mustard seed. When you sow it, it's going to come back.
而且。三十倍、六十倍、一百倍。
And then 30 times, 60 times, 100 times.
所以第一在于你给什么东西出去。
First of all, it depends on what you sow, what you give.
有生命或者是没有生命。
It's life, with life or without life.
第二。
Number two.
看看你丢在什么地方。
Depends on where you put it.
你到处乱丢。
If you just threw it anywhere at will.
只有被警察抓去吃 ticket 差不多。
Maybe you will be arrested and get a ticket.
你如果丢在一个耕耘好的田地里面。
If you have sown them in the field that is well tilled.
它能够吸收这个种子。
It will be absorbed.
然后这个种子就能够长起来。
Then it will grow.
长成了，结出了果实，
and we'll bear fruit,
就有多倍的收成。
Then we'll have, the harvest will be many times more.
还有一个因素，
There's another element,
就是时间的因素。
Timing is important.
假如像美国东部或者北部最冷的时候，你把这些种子撒出去有什么用吗？
If you sow them in the Northern America or Eastern America when it was very cold, it's useless.
完全没有用。那你就要找那个恰当的时间。
So you must have good timing.
哎呀，那个最恰当的时候就是春天，那个春雨下过之后，土地已经松软了，哎，这个种子下下去就行了。
The best time is after the spring rain when the soil is nice and soft.
所以你看三个条件。
So there are three conditions.
一个内容。
One is the content.
有没有生命。
Whether it has life or without life.
第二是地点。
Then the next thing is the place.
或者说对象。
Or the object.
第三就是时间。
Number three is the timing.
或者说这个时机恰不恰当。
Or is the season, is it the right time or not?
OK, 把这些总括起来讲，基督徒的人生就是什么呢？
So from all this, can you get a conclusion of what is a Christian life?
基督徒的人生就是什么？我刚才讲了三件事。
What is the life of Christian? It is what?
没有人知道，大概没有人做过农夫是吧？基督徒的人生就是什么？啊？我要学周牧师。请大声一点，基督徒的人生就是什么？啊？撒种。
So it's life of sowing. Christian life is life of sowing.
基督徒的人生就是撒种，大家一起说一二三，基督徒的人生就是撒种。
Christian life is life of sowing.
你也许你说少牧师你太会讲了，圣经哪里有讲过这样的事？
Maybe you said Reverend Shaw, what are you talking about? You're making it up. The Bible doesn't say that.
Yeah, 我们现在来看看好吗？
Let's look at the Bible.
我们先看加拉太书第六章。
Galatians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
哥林多，对，加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter six,
第七节。
Verse seven.
和第八节。
And eight.
我们找到了，就请一起来读一遍。
Let's read together when you find it. Galatians chapter six, verse seven and eight.
我们先用中文来读一遍。
Let's read in Chinese first.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。你看见吗？现在请英文的念一遍。
Okay, let's read it in English. Verse 7, Do not be deceived, God cannot be mocked.A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
他说你要小心啊。
He said, be careful.
你要看看你撒的是什么种啊。
You must be careful what you sow.
你若撒坏种就得坏果。
If you sow the evil seeds, you will get the evil result.
你若撒好种就得好果。
If you sow the good seeds, you will get the good result.
有一点像佛教所说的种瓜就得瓜，种豆就得豆。
It's a bit like the Buddhist philosophy. If you sow cucumber, you will get cucumber. And if you get sow beans, you will get beans.
所以很多女孩子不敢吃花生豆。
That's why a lot of girls don't dare to eat peanuts.
因为害怕种豆就得痘，那个痘就从你的脸上长出来了。
They're afraid they will get that on their face.
这是说到种的内容的问题。
This is talking about the content, what you sow.
神是轻慢不得的。
God cannot be mocked.
你可不要跟他开玩笑。
Don't play with God.
你也不要跟你自己开玩笑。
Don't mock with yourself either.
你说话随便说。
Don't just speak carelessly.
嘿，这就是撒坏种啊。
That's sowing the evil seeds.
那你要收就收不回来了。
You can't even bring anything back.
那你就等着吧，那个后果很可怜，很可怕。
The end result is quite terrible.
假如我们讲一些造就人的好话。
If we say some good words.
哎，你看见那个善良的果子渐渐的就会发生出来。
And you will reap good results.
好像我们讲道的人在讲台上传神的话。
When we are preaching,
我们在这里把神的话撒出去，好像种子一样。
We are sowing the word of God as seeds.
那弟兄姊妹就能够有好的果子。
Then you will bear good fruits.
今天晚上见证会就是收成了。
Tonight's testimony time is a time of harvesting.
看看你得到什么。
Let's see what you have received.
你不要说，哎，这几天伙食不错，我增加两磅了。
Don't say that the food has been so good, I gained 2 pounds.
如果这样也不错，这也是上帝的祝福啊。
That's not bad either. That's blessing of God also.
但是更重要的，我们看有没有种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
The most important thing is do we reap what we sow.
那我们再看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
我们看。 第九章。
Chapter 9.
第六节。
Verse 6.
少种的就少收，多种的就多收，这话是真的。
Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
第十节。
Verse 10.
那赐种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，比多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子。
Verse 10. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and the bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness.
这一段经文是讲到奉献钱财的事情。
This is talking about offering of our money.
他不说奉献钱或者捐钱。
It's not talking about giving money.
他说下种。
Talking about seeding.
Yeah, 保罗这时候会讲到啊。
Paul is a very good preacher.
那个钱献掉就没有了。
When you talk about money, giving the money away, then you will have less.
但是如果撒种的话还会收回来的。
But then if you are sowing the seeds, then you will get something in return.
Yeah, 这里给我们看见你多种呢就多收了。
Here we see that if the more you sow, the more you will reap.
少种的话呢就少收了。
If you sow sparingly, and then you will reap sparingly.
那么不种呢？
If you don't sow at all,
那不用讲了。
Then you don't have, you know what?
从来没有人奉献到穷的。
There's not one person who has ever given his offering until he becomes so poor.
只有吝啬鬼、小气鬼才会穷。
Only the stingy people will become poor.
好，我们再看一个地方啊。
Let's look at another place.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8.
主耶稣在路加福音第八章就讲到一个很有名的比喻，好多人都晓得，就是撒种。
This is a very famous parable. It's about the parable of sowing.
所以有四种的不同的土地。
There are four different kinds of field.
那么有四种不同的结果。
And you get four different kinds of results.
从第四节到第十五节就是讲这个了。
From verse 4 to 15, that's what it is all about.
但是为了时间，我们只读一节就好。
Because of the time, we only read one verse.
看主耶稣怎么解释这个比喻呢？
Let's see how the Lord Jesus explained this parable.
我们看第十一节。
Let's look at 11, verse 11.
这比喻呢是这样，种子就是什么？种子就是，大家说，种子就是神的道。
This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God.
神的话就是种子。
The word of God is the seed.
它有生命的。
It has life.
还能够有收成的。
You will be able to harvest from it.
而且是很丰富的。
And it's very, very bountiful.
诶，我们再看马太福音第十三章。
And let's look at Matthew 13, Gospel of Matthew 13.
同样的也是记载这个撒种的比喻。
It's again the same thing about the parable of sowing.
在马太福音第十三章这里啊，讲到八个比喻。
There are eight parables in chapter 13 of Matthew.
但是其中有三个都是关于撒种的。
Three of them are about sowing.
我们看那个马太十三章第三十八节。
Let's look at Matthew 13:38.
他说田地是什么呢？就是世界。
He said the field is the world.
那好种是什么呢？
And what is the good seed?
大家说好种就是天国之子。
Let's say together, the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom.
谁是天国之子啊？
Who are the sons of the kingdom?
就是你跟我了。
It's you and me.
主耶稣讲，若不重生，不能见神的国。
Jesus said, if you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
若不是借着圣灵和水而生，就不能进神的国。
If you are not born with Holy Spirit and water, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以我们被圣灵重生的人。
So we are born again by the Holy Spirit.
又接受水的洗礼的人。
And also those who have accepted the baptism of water.
哎，我们就可以进天国。
And we can enter into the kingdom of God.
我们就成为天国的国民。
We become the citizens of the kingdom of God.
就叫天国之子。
So we are sons of the kingdom of God.
哎，我预先恭喜今天有九位啊，你们要进天国了啊。
I want to first congratulate the 9 brothers and sisters who are going to enter into the kingdom of God.
我不是说你今天要返天家，我是说你今天进天国。
I'm not saying that you're going back to our heavenly home. I'm just saying that you are entering it.
哎，昨天周牧师已经讲过了，你现在啊，如果不习惯在天国里生活，将来你进天家你也觉得很不耐烦的。
Reverend Charles said last night that if you are not We are adjusted to the heavenly life here. You won't be able to be comfortable when you get there.
好了，现在呢，我们已经找到了基督徒的一生的道路，乃是个撒种的道路。
So now we have found it. Christian life is a life of sowing.
那么这个种是什么东西呢
？What are those seeds?
有，现在我们已经找到有三件东西了。
We already found three things here.
第一是钱财
，Number one is money。
第二是神的道
，Number two is the word of God。
第三是什么
？What's number three？
天国之子
，It's sons of God。
就是人呐、啊、
，It's people。
就是你跟我啊
，It's you and I。
我们这个人就是一个种子
，We are seeds。
不是每一个人呢
，Not everybody。
刚才我已经讲过，你把沙子撒下去，它不会长的。
I just said if you sow sand, nothing is going to come out of it.
因为它里头没有生命。
Because it's lifeless.
我们今天重生的人。
We those who are born again.
我们有天国的生命在里头。
We have the spiritual life within us.
啊，我们就是种子。
Then we are seeds.
那么问题就是看你要不要被撒下去了。
It all depends on whether you're willing to be sown or not.
我们现在。就一个一个的来讲讲看。
Let's look at it one by one.
现在我们都每个人都做农夫了啊。
Every one of us is a farmer now.
现在你想象一下，你戴一个那个农夫的尖尖的帽子。
Please let's imagine you are wearing that little hat that the farmer is wearing.
然后把裤脚卷高一点。
You roll up your trousers.
把鞋子袜子都脱掉。
Take off your shoes and your socks.
我们到田里头去了。
We're going into the field.
啊，我们把那个衣服，袋子一绑紧，带了一个篓子。
We'll get ourselves ready and with the basket.
里面什么
？What's in there?
种子。
Seeds in the basket.
哎，不要带石头啊。
Don't carry with you the pebbles.
不要带面粉呐、
啊。don't take the flowers.
我们要带种子。
Seeds. That's what we should carry.
要带三种种子。
Three kinds of seeds we're going to have.
要带钱财。
First, money.
第二，神的话。
Word of God. Number two.
第三，你自己。
Then yourself, number three.
你把钱财的种子撒下去了。
You sow the seed of money.
你把神的话的种子撒下去了。
You sow the seed of the word of God.
最后把你自己也种下去。
And then finally, you plant yourself too.
Okay. 先说到钱的问题。
Let's look at the money first.
很多人觉得说，怎么做礼拜？虽然是不买门票的，可是礼拜做完要收钱的。
A lot of people say even though you go to church, you don't have to buy a ticket. But how come they collect money at the end?
好像我们小的时候看猴戏啊、哦，
like,
小的时候看猴戏，你看过没有
？Like when we go to a little circus when we were young.
哎呀，我小的时候啊，听到门口有人打锣了，咣咣咣咣咣咣咣咣，哎呀，我很高兴。
When I was a little boy, I hear people playing the drums outside of my house, I would get very excited.
哎呀，我就跑出去了。
And I would run out.
哎呀，看见一个人牵了一个猴子。
And I see a man with a little monkey.
绑了一条带子。
With a little string.
在那跑啊，转，跑得很快。
He led this monkey and run around in circles very fast.
有的时候还有一条狗跟他一起跑。
Sometimes there's a dog run with that monkey too.
有的时候有只山羊跟他一起跑。
Sometimes a little goat.
啊，等一下一个小车子出来了。
And a little car came out.
你看猴子会坐车，好玩啊。
We will see that the monkey is able to drive that car.
你们看过没有啊
？Have you ever seen that?
你们在美国可能没看过。
I think you children were born in this country, probably haven't seen
it. 你们看的比较高级，是动物园猩猩骑摩托车的。
I think what you see is much more higher class. Because what you see is those monkeys in the zoo riding the motorcycle.
哦，我们那个时候的小孩子没什么钱的，到电影院看电影也没有，也看不起。
When we were young, we didn't have enough money. We couldn't even afford to go to the theater.
哎，最喜欢看就是耍猴戏，不要钱的。
We like to see something like this free.
那个附近邻居的小朋友越来越多，越来越多，围了一个秘密的圈子。
Children from neighbor will come and circle that monkey show.
哎呀，我们这看得起劲的时候啊。
When we're most excited.
他说现在要表演一个最好的节目了。
Now we're going to have the best show now.
但是暂停一下。
But we're going to pause for a little while.
那个猴子啊就把那个他的主人的帽子拿出来了。
That little monkey will take out the head of his owner.
有点像现在这个执事收捐这样子就 pass 一下。
Yeah, it'll be like the deacon collecting offerings, so he will pass the head around.
糟糕了，我们小孩到这个时候啊就非常矛盾的。
Now, we little children, we are very confused at this time.
哎呀，下面还有个更好的节目，很想看呐。
We really very eagerly awaiting the next best program.
可是帽子到你面前了，你又掏不出钱来。
But when the head comes to you and you could not take out money.
所以又想走又不想走，不想走又想走，就这样很矛盾呐。
We don't know what to do, whether we should leave or we should stay.
像现在有的人做礼拜，那个就是到收捐的时候他就跑掉了，就是那种。
You know, some people at the time of, when the time comes for collecting offering, they will just leave the church.
这是请你原谅我，我自己是个做牧师的人，我为什么用耍猴戏来代表做礼拜啊？
Please forgive me. Why do I use that monkey show to illustrate, to compare it with our church service?
因为我们现在把这么最神圣的事情搞得是非常的商业化，非常的世俗。
Because many of us have turned this very sacred, offering into something very commercial.
甚至于说，哎，你们今天多少人呢、啊？
Sometimes、
做礼拜。
Oh, how many people came to church today?
你们收了多少奉献呢、啊、
？How much have you collected?
算算看，一个人平均多少钱呢、啊、
？That's average out, find out how much does one person give.
哎呀，这是划不来，这么多人做礼拜，收的这么一点点。
You say really it's not very worth it. So many people here, and we just collected such a little sum.
那你到底是开礼拜堂还是开店呢？
What do you have? Do you have a church or do you have a store?
主耶稣难怪那么气，把那些兑换银钱的、买卖牛羊鸽子的人全部给他赶出去，因为他说你把我父的圣殿变成贼窝了。
So you can understand why Jesus Christ was so angry. He chased out those people, the money changers from the temple, because these people turned God's temple into the commercial place.
贼窝是什么？
What is the thief's place?
就是生意头脑。
It's your business minded.
一分钱一分货的这种观念。
You are calculating every penny.
完全错了。
Completely.
完全错了。
It's a very big mistake.
美国是个非常现实的国家。
America is a very practical nation.
这一个社会什么都是用钱来算账的。
Everything is money in this country.
教会不可以。
A church.
教会绝对不可以。
In the church, we should never do that.
主持教会的人。不能有这种观念。
The person who is in charge of the church should never have that kind of idea.
我们不是开一个店。
We are not having a store.
不是开一个公司。
We are not having a company.
不是为了赚人的钱的。
We are not to make money.
反过来说，来做礼拜的人也不可以有商业的观念。
And additionally, those people who come to church should never have that idea either.
我是来敬拜上帝。
You come to worship God.
我是来得着属灵的恩典。
You come to receive spiritual blessings.
我蒙恩了。
I have been blessed.
我就感恩。
So I am grateful.
如果感恩的心在我里头发动的时候，我就恭恭敬敬的把钱拿出来，代表我的心放在奉献箱、奉献盘、奉献袋里。
If you are very grateful, you will take the money out with so much respect.And appreciation, you will put it into that offering box.
找圣经的教训，还不是到临时才来随便摸一张票子，看看是十块又放进去，然后摸一张五块的又放进去，最后摸一张一块的放了奉献袋里头。
In according to the scripture teaching, it's not that you just at that time take out your bills and make sure it is the smallest bill before you put it in.
乃是在家里就准备好。
You should be prepared before you came.
还没有来聚会来做礼拜前你就准备好了。
Before you come to church, you should have prepared already.
好像你去赴人家的一个生日的 party, 你还不是在家里都预备好了才带去，对不对？
You just suppose that you are going to a birthday party. You prepare your gift before you go to the party.
假如你到了那边吃完了以后，你就讲哦，今天是你生日啊，哦，好好，对不起，我摸摸看有什么，啊，好，5块钱送你了。你看人家要不要啊
？After the birthday party, he said, "Oh, after the dinner, he said, 'Oh, today is your birthday. Okay, let's see what I have.' And then you take out $5 and then give it to people. Don't appreciate it."
如果是文雅一点的这个文雅一点的主人呢，就说好了，这一次再没有第二次了， 再也不请你了。
A cultured person will never invite you for the second time.
如果粗鲁一点的主人呢，一脚就给你踢出去了。
Someone, if he's a little bit rough, will just kick you out.
谁要你那五块钱？我不是靠你这五块钱。
Who wants your $5?
但是你看，我们有的时候到礼拜堂就是这个味道，对不对
？No, sometimes we come to church, we're very much like that.
哎，我们对人都不敢做，都做不出来的事，我们对神可以这样做吗
？This is something we would never dare to do to people, yet we do that to God.
你把上帝当叫花子吗？
Do you think God is a beggar?
你把教会当作是个贫民区吗？
You think God church is a ghetto?
你把牧师当作是耍猴戏的那个猴子啊
？Do you think pastor is like monkey in the monkey show?
求主彻底的光照我们。
I just pray that God will really enlighten us.
叫我们深深的为我们这样的奉献的态度，这个错误的态度来认罪，来悔改，那教会才会复兴。
We must sincerely repent our wrong ideas about offering.
主耶稣从前最生气的那句话现在还在我们的耳中
What made Jesus very angry that word he said is still ringing in our ears
你们把我父的圣殿变成贼窝了
You have turned my father's temple into the thief's nest
你看看我们今天的教会无论主持的这一方面或者是来做礼拜的这一方面这双方的观念好多好多时候都是买卖观念生意观念
Whether the person who is in charge of the church or those who come to church all have very commercialized idea about church
有些人出去讲道也是为着要 collect money
Some people go out to preach because they want some money
有些主持人要请讲员也是先想想看有没有钱给他没钱给他就不要请了
Some people who before they invite a speaker they want to figure out how much money they have to give if they don't have it they won't invite
怎么会又变成做生意了？一分钱一分货。
This is calculating the money.
有些大讲员要500块一次的，中讲员300块，小讲员50块可以打发了。
The most famous speaker would need $500, and the mediocre one would be $300. The smallest one would be maybe $200 is enough.
我讲这句话你们会笑，我的心在流血。
You are laughing, but my heart is bleeding.
今天已经成了一个什么？基督教已经成了一个什么东西
？What have Christianity turned into？
求主可怜我们。
I pray God will pity us。
叫我们看见，奉献钱财乃是一个神圣的事情。
We must know that offering the money is the most sacred act。
捧着神赐给我们的种子。
You are holding the seeds God given to you。
格林多后书第九章说这个种子也是神赐的
In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 says the seeds were given by God
我们哪里会有种子
Where are we going to get those seeds? We don't have them
像大卫王讲的最好他说我神啊我们奉献给你的原本就是从你而来的
Just like King David said whatever we give to you really it came from you
你不要说我很本事我赚来的
Don't say that I'm very very capable I earn all this money
你赚钱的头脑聪明谁给你的
Who gave you that brain to make money
你赚钱的这个身体的精神力量是谁给你的
Who gave you the physical energy to earn that money
你赚钱的机会是谁给你的
Who gave you that opportunity?
那么多人失业为什么你还有工作
There are so many people unemployed How come you have a good job?
这样一算的话
If you think of that
我们真是五体投地感恩不尽
You must be very very thankful
我们拿一点点的钱说上帝啊只有求你原谅我只能奉献这么一点点
You must hold your mind and say Oh Lord please forgive me I can only give such a little amount
你有没有听过一种说法叫芝麻的奉献有没有听过这个话
Have you ever heard of the story about 芝麻 Sesame The offering of sesame
爸爸买一块烧饼给儿子吃
Father bought a little Chinese cake with sesame seeds on it for his son.
哎呀，儿子好高兴啊！正在吃的时候啊。
The little child was very very happy and was eating it.
爸爸说，儿子啊，给爸爸咬一口好不好？
The daddy said, "Can I have a little bite, son?"
我回答不出来了。
He couldn't answer.
我只有一块嘛。
I only have one.
看看爸爸，又看看饼，看看饼，看看爸爸。
He looked at his father and looked at his cake.
不晓得哪个比较重要，不晓得。
He wasn't sure which is better.
最后有点不好意思。
And then finally, he was a bit embarrassed.
难道说爸爸还不如饼吗？
I can't say that father is less important than my cake.
哎，最后啊，他那个小脑筋这么一动，好，他在那个饼上拿一粒芝麻，说：“爸爸，这给你吃。”
So finally, he turned his little brain and decided, "Oh, I will pick one seed of sesame and give it to my daddy. Daddy, that's for you."
你看
，US dollars.
哎呀，这粒芝麻好大。
That little seed, sesame seed, so big.
很香的，你知道吗？
It's just not very good too.
我这样想，你都觉得不好意思哈。
Maybe you are embarrassed, you, didn't I?
父亲啊，整块饼都是你给我的。
You should say, Father, this whole cake was given by you.
你若要吃的话，整块都是你的。
If you want it, the whole thing belongs to you.
爸爸爱你说。儿子啊，我就是给你吃的，我哪里要吃你的饼？我不过试试看你爱不爱我就是了。
Daddy said, "Oh son, I love you. I gave it to you for you. I don't want it. I'm just asking you to see whether you love me or not."
有你刚才那句话，我就满足了。
If you said that, whatever you said, just said, already satisfies me.
奉献钱财不是奉献钱财啊，是奉献什么
？When you give your money, you're not giving money. What do you give?
是奉献什么
？What do you give?
大声一点。那么小啊
！A little bit louder, please.
大声一点。心。
Your heart.
因为财宝在哪里，心就在哪里。
Wherever your treasure is, your heart is there too.
有一天呢，你到天上去跟你算账的时候，你会觉得很奇怪，我奉献了这么多，怎么搞得那个账上面这么少啊？
Once after you go to the heaven, you will be surprised. Oh, I have given so much. How come so little is recorded?
哎，你这个管账的天使，你有没有搞错啊？
The angel who is keeping that count, have you made a mistake?
没有想到啊，神才不记你的钱呢。
You probably be surprised. God was not keeping record of the amount of your money.
神只记在你的心呢。
He only remember your motives.
你那个连心一起奉献的那个账才记下来的。
The one that you give with your heart, then it will be recorded.
你以为说哇，我奉献50块、500块、5000块，好像在弟兄姊妹当中变成一个很出名、很出风头的人物，哪晓得天上根本不记账的，
think,
那你才冤枉。
You think you have given $50, $500, $5,000. You think you are the most generous giver and become so popular among the Christians, but then you will be surprised, it's not recorded.
正常的态度就是说，人生就是撒种。
The most accurate attitude to have is that life is a life of sowing.
我用神给我的钱。
I use what God's given me.
再给出去。
Then I give that out.
好像撒种一样。
It's like I'm sowing seed.
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
第一，要有生命在里头。
First, you must have life in it.
不然撒沙子出去没用的。
If you sow sand, it's useless.
你这个钱放出去的时候。
When you give that money out,
你的心在里头
and your heart is in it,
你的爱在里头
your love is in it,
这是有生命的
then there's life in it.
第二对象
number two is the object.
看看是真正的需要在哪里
where are the needs?
不要锦上添花
don't make the good better.
要雪中来送炭
you should help at the most needy places.
圣经说你不要请那个有钱人吃饭呢、啊。
The Bible says don't invite those rich people to your house.
你准备他再请还你吃得更好。
Because you're expecting him to return your favor.
很多可怜的人。
There are a lot of needy people.
需要的人。
Poor people.
那些新的难民、移民。
A lot of refugees.
我在 San Francisco 很多这样的人。
In San Francisco, I met many people in this condition.
主用宝血遮盖我说。
The Lord, I will say this under the covering of the Lord's blood.
我们的家每个礼拜六下午都把家打开。
Every Saturday afternoon, we open our house.
我们请一些新朋友的到家里来吃饭。
We invite new friends to our house to have dinner with us.
我们那个 condominium 有游泳池，有打球场。
Our condominium has a swimming pool and a tennis court.
欢迎他们到我们家来玩。
We welcome them to come to our house.
他们都是有需要的。
They all have needs.
孤单的。
They are lonely.
痛苦的。
Suffering.
身份的问题还没有解决的。
Their status has been in question.
好多都是中国大陆来的。
Many of them came from mainland China.
他们压力很大。
They are under a lot of pressure.
心里很痛苦。
They are suffering a great deal.
牧师不是单单在讲台上讲道给他听。
The minister don't just preach to them.
牧师把家打开来欢迎他们来
The minister have to open their homes and welcome them.
当我告诉他们说每个礼拜六都欢迎的时候他们有点不大相信、
When I say every Saturday you are welcome they were a bit could not believe
在美国不是大家很注重隐私权吗 Privacy
A lot of people in America they put a lot of emphasis on privacy
现在牧师下班了啊
Now Saturday
你要找我明天的你要找我的话明天的 office hour
If you want to see me, come in during my office hour, not my off hour.
今天不行，今天 is my day off.
Today is my day off, so you shouldn't come.
Yeah, 你要生病是活该的。
If you are sick, that's your problem.
你要出事情，最好不要在今天。
If you have problem, that is not happen.
弟兄姊妹，是一个撒出去的人生。
All brothers and sisters.
给出去的人生。
We are lives, the life of sowing and giving.
给谁呢？给那个需要的。
Give to whom? To the needy one.
什么时候呢？
What time?
刚刚好是他最需要的时候。
At the time is when they need it the most.
你不要等到人家病死掉了，你才给他去买块布，写几个字送他，那有什么用
？Don't wait until he dies, then you write something in remembrance of him.
他的病重的时候最需要你的看顾。
While he's very sick.
最需要你经济上的帮助。
When he needs your financial help.
最需要你的带导。
When he needs your prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我们说爱心不要光在口头上。
Don't just give lip service about love.
做一件实际的工作。
Do something very practical.
你们这些孩子一个个都吃得很胖啊。
You all have very good nourishment.
在美国父母亲给你们实在享受得过分了。
Your parents really have given you more than you need.
你们要不要从年轻的时候开始操练奉献
？Would you like to learn to give while you are young?
你把你的零用金拿一部分出来奉献。
Would you like to give a little bit of your allowance and offer to the Lord?
然后想想要给那些哪一些那个最需要的人。
Then you think, whom should you give that to?
我在中学的时代。
When I was in high school.
我们有一个团契叫做多加社。圣经不是有个女姊妹叫多加吗
？We had a fellowship. It's called the Club of Dorcas Club.
我们。连男孩子在内都学怎么样做 donuts 怎么样学这个做花生糖
We even boys learn how to make donuts and peanut candy
然后我们就卖给同学
Then we sell them to our schoolmates
然后得到一点钱呢我们就想办法去打听一下什么孤儿院啊老人院啊那些有需要的地方就送出去
Then we give them to orphanage or the nursing home
青年弟兄姊妹
Young people
从年轻的时候开始操练。
While you are young, start to practice giving.
给出去。
Give.
给出去。
Give.
给出去。
Give.
你很多的牛奶喝半杯就丢掉了。
A lot of times you drink half glass of milk and you threw it away.
你吃那个 chocolate bar 吃了一半就丢掉了。
You eat chocolate bar, you ate half of it and you threw away the other half.
你有没有想到人家一个月可能都，可能他捡到那张纸还舔两下了。
You know, there are some people, if they pick up your candy wrapping, would even lick at it.
我在菲律宾住过五年，我知道那个穷人穷到什么地步。
I lived in the Philippines for 5 years. I know how poor people are.
我相信周牧师在印尼那么久，他知道那个穷人穷得比条狗都不如的。
I know even Reverend Chow, he lived in Indonesia. He must know some people who are so poor and worse than the dog.
今天在印度在巴基斯坦每一天都要饿死多少小孩
in today in India and Palestine there are many many people who died of starvation
学习关心你的旁边
you must learn to be concerned about other people
学习做一个撒种的人
learn to be a sower
把你所有的
give what you have
把你多余的
what you have left over
甚至于把你不够的分给别人
even what you do not have give it to the others
这是撒种
That's sowing.
这个不是损失。
It's not a loss.
有一天他会为你带回来丰收。
Someday you're going to have abundance of harvest.
然后就讲到道。
Next, we'll talk about word of God.
你这一个礼拜 得到最多的东西就是道，对不对？
This week you have received what you have received most is the word of God.
分组灵修就是道。
Group devotion, we're talking about the word of God.
祷告会还读段圣经又是道。
Prayer meeting, we read the Bible, you got the word of God again.
然后早晨这一堂这个讲员讲的很长很长的道。
And then this morning, the morning service, this preacher preached a very long sermon.
你要听不懂中文，还有英文翻译，还塞在你耳朵里头去，也是道。
You have English translation too.
下午又有道。
And then afternoon you got the word of God.
晚上又是一大篇丰丰富富的道。
In the evening again, you got such good sermons.
你会不会觉得太多不消化？
Do you feel indigestion?
把所听到的撒出去。
Give what you have heard.
分享给别人。
Share with others.
试试看啊，也许以往的夏令会你没试过，这一次回去以后，每一个人找五个人讲这个礼拜你听到的东西。
Maybe you never tried it before, but try it this time after you go home. Find five people to share what you have learned.
我看比今天晚上的见证会还重要。
I think that probably is more important than tonight's testimony time.
因为今天晚上你讲了半天，大家都是听过跟你一样的东西的。
Because tonight you'll be talking to people who have heard the same thing.
每一个人回去，五个如果太多了，三个找三个，你给他讲一讲这个礼拜你听到了什么东西。
After you go home, if you cannot find five people, find three and share with them what you have heard.
你试试看的。
Try.
你说我又不是传道人。
You say, oh, I'm not a preacher.
我又没念过神学。
I've never been to Bible college.
我这么会讲。
How can I say?
你不会讲，怎么讲那么多闲话？
You can't. How come you talk so many useless things?
你批评人不是讲三个钟头讲不完吗？
Sometimes you criticize people or gossip for 3 hours.
试试看。
Try.
这个种子不要留在手里。
Don't hold your seed.
哎呀，撒出去。
Give them away.
分出去。
Share them.
分出去。
Share them.
你看，你的灵命就会大大的长进。
Your spiritual life is going to grow.
我相信有一些同工们，你们能够阿们我所说的。
I'm sure many of the co-workers here will say amen to what I said.
你一天以前做个听道的人，听三年五年，你的灵命长进的快呢，还是后来你做了主日学老师了，哎呀，你恐惧战经讲半年，你的灵命长进的快呢？你自己会觉得吗
？If you have been listening to the word of God for 3 years, 5 years, and then afterward you become a Sunday school teacher for 6 months.When did you grow the most?
你自己觉得吗？哎呀，当你给出去的时候，这个活水的江河就畅通了。
Once you start giving, then the river of the living water will start flowing.
也许老姐妹说，我真的不会讲嘛。
Some elderly sister might say, I really have no talent, I can't talk.
好了，你买一点录音带送给人听听好不好？
Then maybe you will buy some tapes and give it to others.
或者你不要送，你买了录音带，然后请人到你家里来一起听。
Or maybe you don't have to give them away. You can invite people to your house and ask them to join you listening to them.
买几本书跟人家一起看。
Or buy a few books and share them with others.
买一些单张在那里撒。
Buy some gospel tracts and distribute them.
哎呀，我前不久听了一个故事，说有一个老姐妹，她就是。每次坐火车他就撒单张。
I heard someone told me that an elderly sister, whenever she gets on the train, she always distributes tracts.
他从假如说在台湾的话，就从台湾头撒单张撒到台湾尾。
Let's say if she was in Taiwan, she would start from one end of Taiwan Island and to the other end of the island.
从基隆一直撒到屏东。
From 基隆 all the way to 屏东。
然后回来的时候又从屏东撒到基隆。
And then when she comes back from 屏东 to 基隆again.
将来到天堂的时候。
When she goes to heaven.
她会大大的吃惊。
She will be greatly surprised.
好多人都欢迎她。
Oh, a lot of people are going to come to welcome her.
哎呀，阿婆啊。就是那一次你撒单张，我信主的。
They will say, Grandma, I believe in Jesus because of your track.
再有一个说，哎，阿伯上，多谢你哦。
Someone else will say, Oh, so and so, thank you very much.
你看见丰收了。
See harvest.
有的时候还不需要到天堂啊，你今生今世就会得到。
Sometimes you don't even have to wait until you go to heaven. You will reap that harvest while you are still on this earth.
哎呀，我有的时候碰到这样的情形，我实在是又惊又喜的。
Sometimes when I run into a situation like that, I'm really so happy and surprised.
上牧师，你还记得我吗
？Sometimes, Reverend Shaw, do you remember me?
我说， 我对不起，我好像觉得面熟，不过忘记大名了。
I would say I'm very sorry. You look very familiar, but I can't remember your name.
所以下次拜托你，我是某某人，你还记得吗？那我一定是记得。
He would say I'm so and so. Do you remember? And say, oh yeah, 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 I remember.
以后请你们拜托一下，就这样啊。你说，我就是张琴慧，你还记得吗？我说记得，这样。
The next time when you come to me, make sure you let me know your name first.
那这样的话，我们牧师就比较不会太不好意思。
Then when we will be less embarrassed.
好了，他就说，宋博士啊，20年前呐、啊，你在台北市有一次讲道啊，那天我在耶。哎呀，你那天讲什么题目？第一点、第二点、第三点，我都记得啊。
Someday maybe somebody will come say, "Oh, Reverend Shaw, 20 years ago in Taipei, I listened to your sermon. You talk about point one, point two, point three. I still remember."
哎呀，我一定说，哎呀，你记性真好。
Ah, you have good memory, I will say.
但是我心里说，感谢主啊。
Nah, I will say, praise the Lord in my heart.
哎，我那篇道很有力量啊。
That sermon was quite powerful.
很给人很深的印象啊。
I have really impressed other people.
哎呀，你看见这个种子没有白费。
This seed is not wasted, as you can see.
你们讲道的时间机会没有我们多啦，当然啦。
Of course, you don't have as much time to witness as we do.
但是你如果羡慕的话，
if you admire this,
主啊，我也愿意为你做出口啊。
Then you say, Lord, I would like to be a spokesman for you.
哥林多前书14章讲什么呢？
First Corinthians chapter 14, what does it say?
保罗说，我们每一个人都可以羡慕做先知讲道的。
Paul said we can all admire to become prophets.
看是长讲短讲就是了。
Depends on whether you talk a long sermon or a short sermon.
长讲的人讲2个钟头讲不完。
Some people who can preach for 2 hours.
短讲的时候讲几句也是好的。
When you can say a few sentences, that's good too.
让我们把神的道当作种子撒出去。
Let's spread the seed, the word of God.
一生一世都是这样。
For our life.
最后两分钟。
Not we live.
最后两分钟讲一个结论。
The last 2 minutes, I'll make a conclusion here.
不要忘了，你自己就是个种子。
Don't forget, you yourself is a seed.
自从我们重生得救之后，
As soon as we became a born-again Christian,
我们有了天国的生命。
We have the spiritual life.
主耶稣说，
Jesus says,
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
A kernel of wheat, if it does not go down to the earth and die, it remains as one seed.
你是一个明哲保身，是一个洁身自好的一个很完美的一个基督徒。
You just try to protect yourself and just try to be perfect in yourself.
好像一个花瓶，一个玉的花瓶，那边摆在那儿给人看的。
It's like a beautiful jade vase and as a beautiful display.
那个是不够的。
It's not enough.
主情愿你做一个瓦做的一个水罐子，可以天天装水给人喝。
The Lord would rather you to be a water bottle made of a clay, and every day you can give out water.
弟兄姊妹，不要做属灵的装饰品。
Don't be a beautiful spiritual ornament.
哇，有些少数的基督徒在教会中就好像一个玉花瓶一样。
A minority of Christians, they are very much like the vase of jade.
圣洁的不得了。
Those holy.
讲话都是小小声的。
Speak softly.
从来不会发脾气的。
Never lose her temper.
天天都有灵修的。
Every day is devotion.
哎呀，他也从来不跟人家来往的。
Also she has not, he or she has nothing to do with others.
因为我要跟主交通，没时间跟你们谈话。
He said, I need time to communicate with the Lord. I have no time to talk to you.
哎呀，他成天讲一句话，主啊，我有你就够了。
Every day he says, Lord, you are all I need.
我听这样的话听多了，我心里有一个反应。
After I hear something like this for a long time, now I have a reaction in my heart.
我说姐妹啊，主有你不够啊。
Then I would say, sister, the Lord has you is not enough.
你说你有主就够了，主说主光有你不够啊。
You say that all you need is the Lord, but the Lord says, the Lord, if he just has you, that's not enough for him.
别那么太神圣了，别那么太属灵了，好不好？
Don't be so holy and spiritual, please.
宁可你变成个瓦罐装水，去为去浇灌那么多口渴的人。
I'd rather you become a pot of clay. to carry water to the thirsty one.
可能外表没什么好看。
Maybe you don't look too good outside.
可能很粗糙。
Maybe you look quite crude.
可能很脆弱。
Maybe quite fragile.
但是你真正的有用。
But you're quite useful.
愿不愿意做一个种子？
Do you want to be a seed?
撒在地里。
Be planted on the earth.
被人践踏。
Maybe you will be trampled on.
死了。烂了，埋了。
And you'll be rotten and buried.
但是不久，生命的芽就冒出来。
But soon it will sprout.
你的生命变成丰富。
Your life will become abundant.
因为你变成众人的祝福。
You become the blessing to multitude of people.
你记得神给亚伯拉罕的祝福吗？
Do you remember the blessings God bestowed upon Abraham?
第一，论福，我要赐大福给你。
He said, first of all, I want to give you great blessings.
第二，
number two,
我要使天下万国因你而得福。
I want the whole nation to be blessed because of you.
哪一个福更大？
Which is the greater blessing?
有一首诗歌讲得多么好， Make me a blessing for others.
There was a hymn so well said, "Make me a blessing for others."
使我成为别人的祝福。
Make me a blessing to others.
一天到晚要祝福，要祝福，神祝福，人祝福。
Every day you say, "I want God to bless me, bless me."
你对别人是不是个福啊
？Have you been a blessing to others?
还是个祸啊
？Or have you been a curse to others?
还是个扫把星啊？有你在，大家都头痛。
Oh, you give a lot of people headaches.
有你在，大家都不平安。
When you are around and no one has peace.
有你在教会里头就风浪大作长话短话都讲不完。
Because of you, there are a lot of waves and storms in the church.
你是一个实实足足的 troublemaker instead of peacemaker.
You become a troublemaker rather than a peacemaker.
你是一个找麻烦生是非的人。
You are the troublemaker.
你却不是一个叫大家蒙福得平安的人。
You don't give blessing or peace to others.
这个不是种子。
That's not seed.
这个是沙子。
That's sand.
哎呀，一个沙子掉到眼睛，好痛好痛，一直流眼泪。
Little sand went into your eye. Oh,
yeah. 哎呀，有的人在教会中叫最大的功能就是叫人家流眼泪。
Some people that the main function of church is to cause other people to cry.
我们要做一个祷告。
We want to pray.
主啊，使我成为一个种子。
Lord, make me a seed,
而不是一个沙子
not a sand.
使我成为别人的福气
so that I become a blessing to others.
有我在大家就有欢笑
when I'm around everybody will have laughter.
有我在别人就得安慰
when I'm around people will be comforted.
有我在别人就可以跟我一同享受神的丰富
because of me people can enjoy God's blessings with me.
弟兄姊妹你看看这样的人生多么高级，多么伟大
！How wonderful this kind of life is, brothers and sisters.
哦，你的人生，你的一条命会变成千万条的命。
The one life will be multiplied.
哇，一粒种子变成30, 60, 100。
One seed will be multiplied into 30, 60, and 100-fold.
你有没有看见生命的价值在这里变成多么样的丰盛
？Do you see how abundant the value of life is?
我讲了半天，你肯不肯呢
？Now I've talk so much. Are you willing?
不行不行，我还是要好好的保守我自己。
You say no. I got to protect my conserve myself.
我这个玉花瓶，天天都要擦得亮亮的。
This jade vase must be polished every day.
插花都不可以的，我是摆在那个。
Don't even put any flower in. I'm for display only.
哎呀，给人欣赏的。
To be appreciated by others, admired by others.
那你是一个废物。
Then you are a useless thing.
没有你根本也没什么关系。
We don't need you.
我们每一个人都要做这个祷告。
Everyone must make this prayer.
Make me, Lord, make me a blessing.
Lord, make me a blessing.
主啊，使我成为一个祝福。
Make me a blessing, Lord.
愿不愿意做这个祷告
？Would you like to pray this prayer?
愿不愿意做这个祷告
？Are you willing?
你的钱
，Your money
要撒出去。
Spread it out.
神给你的道，你要撒出去。
The word of God, God given to you, spread it out.
你自己要撒出去。
Even yourself, sow it, give it away.
有一句非常好的话说。
There's a very good saying.
宣教士的血就是福音的种子。
The blood of the missionaries is the seed of the gospel.
今天我们大家能够听到主的福音。
Today we are able to hear the word of God.
乃是因为多少宣教士他们真是把自己当作一个种子种下去，而死而流血而被人践踏，才长出这么丰盛的后果。
Because many missionaries have died and shed blood, that's why brought about so much harvest.
你愿不愿意做这样的？
Are you willing?
也许不一定要你流血。
Maybe you don't have to shed blood.
但是要你流汗。
Maybe you have to sweat.
有的时候要你流泪。
Maybe you have to shed tears.
你有没有为别人流过泪啊？
Have you ever shed tears for others?
为自己流泪常常有的哈。
You shed tears for yourself, that's quite often.
人家吃到牛奶你没吃到就哭了。
Others had milk and I don't have, so I cried.
哎呦，那位姊妹被牧师称赞，没称赞到我，我又不高，又哭了。
My sister was so highly praised by the minister and I have never been recognized, so I cried.
哎呀，那种眼泪好羞耻啊。
Oh, that's a shameful tear.
你没为没有那些人还没有信主而流泪、啊、
Have you ever shed tears for the unbelieving people?
你有没有为牧师师母那么辛苦而为他流泪啊？
Have you ever pray for the hard labor of a minister and his wife?
不一定流血。
Not necessary to shed blood.
但是要为主流汗。
But you must sweat for the Lord.
为主流泪。
You must shed blood, shed tear for the Lord.
你要像个种子种下去。
You should be like a seed planted.
你看见生命的丰收。
Then you will see the abundant harvest of life.
今生得百倍。
In this life you have 100-fold of harvest.
来世得永生。
And then in the future you have the eternal.
主耶稣说。
Jesus said.
人若为我和福音的缘故放下一切。
If you have given up everything for me and my gospel.
也就是给出一切。
And that means you have given away your all.
没有不在今生得百倍，来世得永生。
And you will definitely reap 100-fold today, and then in the future you will get eternal life.
这是一个伟大的人生。
That is a great life.
一个丰富的人生。
Abundant life.
一个高级的人生。
A very great life.
一个荣耀的人生。
Glorious life.
活一辈子真是够本了。
It's worth the living.
愿不愿意啊？
Willing? Are you willing?
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
请你坐在你的位置上。
Please remain in your seat.
你自己跟主耶稣祷告两句。
Please pray silently to the Lord in one or two sentences.
主啊，我愿意过一个撒种的人生。
You say, Lord, I'm willing to be the sower.
我们每个人都自己开口祷告。
Please pray yourself.You can pray out loud.
主啊，我感谢。然后我们要请周牧师为大家祷告。
Let's ask Reverend Charles to pray for all of us.
主啊，我们的生命在你面前恭敬的祈求。
神愿我们接受神的道，神更愿意叫我们能够成为神的种子，道在我们的里面，叫我们成为神的种子，能够插到这个世界上。相信因为主耶稣基督肉身在这个世界上彰显了道，好像我们这一般在世界上的人，因着你的话，得了你的道，能够把你自己扎在人的心里。
Amen.
今天早晨，求你更叫我们能够爱你多，因为爱就是解。主，求你叫我们不是单单让你满足我们的心，
Amen.
更叫我们能够满足你的心。
Amen.
好叫你的心。在我们的身上能够做个实现，就求你自己继续不断的带领我们余下的光阴，或者我们一起讨论思想的时候，能够让你的道在我们的心里面能够生长，让你的道我们能够跟大家一同分享，就求你继续恩待在我们当中的每一位，我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿门。希望大家把所听到的 所受感动的话带回去，再思考，再跟主来祷告。
I pray that whatever you have heard, you will take it home with you and meditate upon it again and again and pray about it.
再借一分钟，有两件事情。第一件事情呢，昨天有些弟兄姊妹看到我带来一张卡片，写了一些一个圣经节，有的人喜欢要的，我现在还有六张，在康牧师那边，如果你们谁喜欢要的，我可以为你签名，你可以跟我说或者跟康牧师说。
I have two things to say. Number one is I have done some writing of scripture verses and have given six of them to Reverend Kang. If you like to have a copy, let me know. I will be very happy to sign my name for you.
第二件事呢，早晨呢，梁长老提到我写了很多书，其实只有出版过一两本而已，还有很多是想要写，还没有时间把它写完，请你们特别带导。
Elder Liang said this morning that I have written many books, but in reality I only have written two of them, and there are many more I want to write, but haven't been able to. I will ask you a prayer. I'd like you to pray for me.
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢。